We're now going to begin the next form of tefillah. Next form of tefillah is referred to as sha'ava, which means to cry out, to scream. We find this language by Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim when they called out to Hashem, and it says, "Vata'al shav'osam elho elokim mina avoda." Their cry went up to Hashem from the difficult work and oppression that they were suffering from. The word shava means to scream or cry out, but it denotes an urgency, a need so pressing that it's driving the person to scream out almost hysterically. Like when a person is in such a crazy situation that he stops caring what people think and starts to scream hysterically at whomever he thinks can help him or however he thinks he can stop the situation. We find in Chazal that tefillah is referred to as bakasha, like bakashas rachamim. And this word is the translation of what we say in Kaddish, b'tzlusayin of ofsayin, which means with our tefillahs, and bakashas is a request. So tefillah is referred to, it can be translated as a request, yet when it comes to the different words that denote tefillah, this list of 10 or 13 that Chazal list out, the word bakasha is not one of them. It's left out. It says bitzur, shava, tze'aka, but not bakasha. Why not? So the reason is that if we daven truthfully and we really understand that we're fully in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we would treat our situation like one of an emergency, a panic. Let's think about this. When we daven for parnasa, that we should make a living, we are thinking, okay, whatever we're making is good. That I don't need to bother with while davening, because that I have. I could use a raise, or this could change, or that. So let me focus on davening about my raise. Excuse me. However, the real emes is that although you may have had a form of parnasa yesterday, that doesn't guarantee you today at all. Whatever you have is because Hashem made an independent decision that you will receive this parnasa today. If we recognize that truth, then what we are really davening for is that tomorrow we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be on the street with no money, no house, no clothes, no bank account, and nowhere to turn. And that's a situation worthy of true shava, true screaming out to Hashem for help. But even without total disaster, we can deal with tightening our belt and having less. But if we get stuck with debilitating debt, that's what brings people to dishonesty and stealing. As it says in Mishlei, pen ivaresh vigonavti, lest I become destitute and I will steal. When we daven about children, how much does that really mean when we think about the extent of what we're davening for? When we daven for health, if we lose our health, we can't do and accomplish anything and we suffer terribly. As the Rambam writes, it's impossible to understand any depth of Yediyas HaBorei, of understanding and pondering Hashem's existence, what our true point in life, if we're not healthy. So it turns out that every bakasha we make is not merely a request, but in the real emes, the truth of the situation, it's a scream for mercy. It's shava. And that's why Chazal don't describe tefillah as merely a request, a bakasha, but they use much stronger terms. So therefore, in preparation to tefillah, we need to think a little about what we are davening for and how important those things are to us. How desperate our lives would be if we wouldn't have those things, and start to recognize how much of it we take for granted and think, okay, it's ours. But would we, chas v'shalom, lose any bit of it, we'd be devastated. And that's how we need to approach tefillah, keeping that in mind. And it'll bring us to daven like we mean it, with a sense of urgency and desperation to cry out to Hashem.